Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to the Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, and what the hell, we're still here after all these years, talking creativity, business, art, discipline, and just about everything else we can think to cram into the writing life. Hello, everyone. The Everyday Novelist is back. Hopefully permanently this time. Speaking of backs, the reason that we're back and we weren't here the whole time along is because of my back. I live in a fairly treacherous environment where winter is concerned, and I was hiking without my snow chains on. In some environments, for those of you who live south of the 40th parallel, in some environments you actually have to put tire chains on your shoes at certain points in the year if you don't want to do what I did, which was to go slipping and sliding like a cartoon character on a banana peel and lay myself out flat on my back in a way that pulled the lat muscle. I was basically flat in bed, give or take a day or two here and there, for a month and a half before that stupid thing healed. I literally could not sit up at my computer. Everything that you may have seen me do on social media was done on my phone, which was misery because, oh my god, the typos. Anyway, that meant not only could I not record episodes, but I also couldn't edit them and post them. So there was a big gap. And I'm so, so sorry. And thank you for all of you being here all this time. I have got some news. The first bit of news, if you hadn't heard about it, there's a post on my blog, it'll be linked to in the show notes. I am closing in on being 50 years old. Still a little ways off, but I was looking at my publication catalog, and I realized that if I really push myself, I could publish 50 books while I'm still 50 years old. So I'm calling it the 50 by 50 challenge. You can keep up with it at my blog at jdsawyer.net/blog, and there'll be a link to the inaugural post down below, and there's going to be another post going live there soon announcing the first of the books to be published has been published. It's called Lost Days, Last Nights. It is some of my darkest, weirdest, and twistiest fiction dealing with end of the world, major turning points in life, all sorts of fun stuff. Science fiction, very dark fantasy, and the occasional light piece so that you don't feel compelled to attempt to end yourself while you're reading it. But if you enjoy Stephen King, H.P. Lovecraft, Stephen R. Donaldson, Edgar Allan Poe, anyone like that, anyone in the Ambrose Bierce, Saki, anyone in the dark and twisty style, you're going to love these. It's as if The Twilight Zone got an R rating and no genre restrictions at all. So, it should be fun. I certainly enjoyed writing them and got some pretty good reviews for them when they've come out in previous places. So that's announcement number one. Announcement number two is that I am currently participating in a book sale with a whole bunch of indie authors, and my book And Then She Was Gone is available in ebook form at the Kindle store. Go to Amazon.com, search for And Then She Was Gone Sawyer, or go to the affiliate link in the show notes below, and check it out. This is the first in my 10-volume mystery series, the 10th volume of which I am writing right now, and the 9th volume of which will be publishing shortly. They are written as semi-standalones, meaning you can enter the series at any time and not be too lost, but there is an overriding arc that is all being brought to a close in Volume 10, which I am now, as per my 50 by 50 challenge, more than halfway done with, and I've actually just solved the mystery myself, which means the rest of it should write pretty quickly. I've also got another sale going on. This one is really, really good for you guys, and you'll be hearing it promoted regularly on the podcast going forward. I am part of Story Bundle's Write Stuff 2024 bundle. These are books for writers, especially for new writers, by veteran writers. Currently, there are books by me, Becoming an Everyday Novelist. Christine Catherine Rush, who talks about mapping your success. There's a book by Anthea Sharp, who is an incredibly successful urban fantasy author, talking about how to do Kickstarter. There is Douglas Smith's Playing the Short Game, which is an amazing guide to hacking short fiction markets. And there are other books about managing your fear of success, about strategies for optimizing print book sales, for maximizing your personal productivity, and for researching history in fantasy world building, and for managing life while you're trying to kill yourself breaking into the world of fiction. It's at storybundle.com/writing. It's called The Write Stuff 2024. It's kind of a pay what you want type of thing, and you get to set the split between the authors and Story Bundle and pick whether you want to donate something to charity out of the thing. It's a pretty cool deal. Check it out. Buy it. All of the proceeds I get from this go towards getting a tractor for the homestead, which will make my life a lot easier and free up a lot more time for writing, because instead of skidding logs out of the deep forest by hand, I'll be able to tow them out with a vehicle. I've got literally about 3 weeks of this year budgeted just for moving logs from where I'm thinning out the forest for fire reasons to the sawmill, where they will turn into lumber to build the library and new recording studio. On the homestead front, since I know many of you ask about it regularly, things are going well. We've got an early spring. I've been in the forge the last few days making lots and lots of hooks so that we can hang tools up off the ground, make the most of the space in the sheds that I've already put up, and pretty soon I'm going to be doing earthworks to build the aforementioned library, which is one of this season's two big projects. The other big project is building the shop, but frankly, we need the library more than I need the shop, even though I want the shop. So we'll see. And there's going to be pictures down in the show notes at everydaynovelist.com for those of you who are interested in some of the foraging projects I've been up to. Anyway, that's all I've got for you. We have a week of episodes queued. They'll start dropping tomorrow. And I've got a few questions left to record, including one that Kane just sent in. Thank you very much, Kane. So we've got the material right now to run for between 2 and 4 weeks, depending on how I parcel it out and how easy it is to parcel it out, to sort of split questions up into multi-questions. So this is where you come in. Please send in your questions at feedback@jdsawyer.net or send them in through the now working email form at everydaynovelist.com. I suppose the only other bit of news I've got is that I have been cajoled by one of my friends into writing a column about history and other big things that are moving the world this way and that at my Substack at jdsawyer.substack.com. That's a little more highbrow intellectual stuff. Some of you are going to really dig it. Others of you won't give a damn, because if you don't give a damn about history, then it's not going to interest you at all. But so far I've talked about things like changes in parenting philosophy over the decades, the geopolitical history of the United States. The most recent column a couple of days ago was about how most people who are gabbing about the exciting or horrible possibility of an American Civil War because of our deep political divisions are ignoring a really obvious elephant in the room that changes everything about how you think about such an event. It's not a partisan blog, it's not even a political blog, it's an analytical blog, the goal of which is to bring to light factors that facilitate understanding regardless of where you're sitting on the political spectrum. And hopefully I do that well, because I don't sit anywhere on the political spectrum. So I'm hoping my outsideriness is an aid in this case instead of a hindrance. But your mileage may vary. Anyway, for those of you interested in that, again, the URL is jdanielsawyer.substack.com. And there will, of course, be some more fun news on the 50 by 50 challenge in the coming weeks and months. And I think that's it. So we'll be back tomorrow with actual questions and answers and episodes. And until then, thank you very, very much for your patience. Bye. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is distributed by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text and production are copyright 2024 J. Daniel Sawyer. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to the author. All of you have made this podcast possible for the last few years with your support and with your questions. And now I'm going to ask you for one more thing, reviews. We've got to spread the word and get the Everyday Novelist out to the new generation of writers that are coming online and are lost, swimming out there on the internet with no hope of solidarity because, hey, the world's a fractious place. So if you could take a moment and leave a review at one or two places, or post about us on your favorite social media venues, we would be ever so grateful. We cannot do this without you.